The first reading is a reading from Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before God the Father, knowing, brothers and sisters, loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. You know what sort of people we were among you for your sake. In every place, your faith in God was gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may the Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor you do allow entrance those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert. And when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say if one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, if one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by all who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the one by the throne of God, and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So again, Jesus lets the Pharisees have it, and he calls, "Woe to you." I mean, that isn't nice. None of us would like to hear this. And we make Jesus gentle and tiptoeing through the tulips. I assure you, he was not. Listen to what he says. But he does it because he loves these Pharisees. He wants to shock them out of their hypocrisy, to get them to be focused on others. Now, most of them continued to follow only their own religion and the way they believed God called them. And too often, that's what we do ourselves. We think that we have to earn heaven. And again, that's a heresy called Pelagianism. Pelagianists believe that they got to earn heaven, or a Neo-Pelagianist believes God does 50% and we do 50%. It's all heresy. We believe we're saved by grace. Did you listen to the opening reading, the opening line of the first reading? Grace to you and peace. Grace is a free gift of God that Jesus died for you on the cross. It's what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, not what you do for him. I keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and people sit there and think I'm a liberal or they think I'm a heretic, but this is the teaching of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And if we got it, we'd be grateful. If we got it, Jesus wouldn't call us Pharisees. He wouldn't say woe to us, because we would be so grateful for everything that Jesus Christ has done for us. And we would invite all people to know the freedom that's found in Jesus Christ. Too many people know the guilt, but nobody knows the freedom. Jesus has called you to freedom because he paid for your sins. Rejoice and invite others to Jesus and his grace. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.